Hello, the internet. I'm here with Kate and Anthony from the Education Labs team. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for being here.
Nice. Good to be back.
Yeah, welcome back, Kate. This is your second time.
Yep.
Now, we are here to talk about the Office add-in for Moodle. Right. Is that right? Have we done that right? Office add-in for Moodle.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, which you guys are releasing today, mm-hmm. which is a free add-in for Office 2003 and 07, which integrates Moodle support in Office. Is that right?
Exactly.
Now, we spoke with Kosar from your team a few months ago, and he talked about Moodle and the integration of Moodle and Windows Live.
Right.
But for people that aren't familiar with the term, what is Moodle? What does it do?
It's an open source learning management system.
Okay.
It's a website. Anybody can download it from moodle.org.
Okay.
And it allows teachers or educators to organize courses and put quizzes up there, grades, all sorts of course resources and things. Students can log in, see their grades, and
specifically for teachers and kind of learning institutions.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Okay. And so what you guys are announcing today is an integration between the Office 2003-07 suite and Moodle.
Right.
Now, I suppose the first question is, you know, why did you do that? What was the experience like beforehand? What have you solved?
Well, we know that about 90% of teachers are using Office right now.
Okay.
And there's a large number of Moodle sites out there. Actually, the last stats that I've heard are over 2.8 billion Moodle sites exist.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many teachers using Moodle and Office, we wanted to create something to integrate them. And the other thing we know is that a lot of teachers, the thing that we hear over and over over the years is that teachers want to save time.
Okay.
So if we integrate Office and Moodle, it would save a lot of steps. So that's what we'll show you the demo, and you can see how we're helping teachers save time by integrating the two.
Cool. Let's have a look.
All right. So first, we're going to show you the experience for teachers without the Office add-in for Moodle.
Okay.
So, pretend I'm a history teacher
mm-hmm.
teaching about the Civil War. So, I have this Civil War practice test that I want to add to my Moodle. So, the way it works today is you just save it locally. So, I'll just save this to my desktop. I'll call it Civil War practice test. And then you go to your Moodle. So I have my Moodle site open right now, and I'm already logged in. So you find the course. I'm going to add it to Flintstones 101. We don't have a history course set up in our demo site. And then you go into the file section. So maybe I'll put it in my handouts section. You click upload a file. You click browse. See how this is kind of a lot
sure.
of steps?
Yeah.
I'll go into my desktop. I'll find that file, Civil War practice test. Click open, click upload this file, and there it is. It's
right.
added. So this is the process that we wanted to make a little easier.
Okay.
So now I'll show you with the Office add-in for Moodle. So here I have this other, here's the actual test. So I
okay.
just showed you the practice test.
Sure.
Here's the actual test. So I want to put this up in my Moodle. So if you look, we added this, I don't know if you can see it here, the save to Moodle option
mm-hmm.
right here from Word. So now I'm not going to have to go to the Moodle site at all. So if I click Save to Moodle, I have two Moodles already added. The first time you use this, you're going to have to click Add Moodle, and that's where you just put in the address for your Moodle site, your username, and your password. And you can choose to remember your password so you never see the screen again.
Okay.
So I've already added our demo Moodle site. So let me log in. So most teachers can actually skip that login step if
sure.
they remember their password, if it's a private computer. So now I can see all my courses directly from within Word. So I can choose Flintstones 101 and the Handouts folder. And now I'll name this Civil War test. Hit save. And now it's up there on my Moodle site.
Okay,
so
great.
So you can see I saved all the steps of going out to the site, going up there.
And obviously, you can save to Moodle. Can you open from Moodle as well?
You can open from Moodle.
Right.
So I'll show you that. It's just as easy. So if I click open from Moodle, we've also added an option for that. You get a dialog that looks very similar. So let's say I just want to open this. Now I'm switching to be a, say, geology teacher.
Sure.
I have lots of different demo content in here. So information about Earth's core. So I can open that. Maybe I just want to make a quick change to something in this document. So for now, I'll just let's say I want to make the title bigger before my students see it. And now I can just do Control S, hit save, and it basically it's done. Right?
That's right.
So that's instead of having to go to the Moodle site, download it, open it, make the change, save it locally, go back up to the site and upload it.
And what happens if a student has one of those documents open at the moment and you're making a change to it? How is that kind of version control managed? Is that a Moodle thing or is that an Office thing?
Well, right now, Moodle doesn't do anything to prevent anybody from editing the same document at the same time.
Okay.
As such, the add-in will not do anything extra to keep that from happening. So two people can work on the same document at the same time. The last person to write or upload wins.
Sure. All right. Well, we can actually come back to this because you were mentioning before we started rolling the cameras that there's a white paper released today about integrating Moodle with SharePoint.
Yes.
Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later. But what I wanted to ask about the Office add-in is that Moodle is an open source project. And so I think when we spoke to COSAR about the Windows Live integration, well, we're talking to you, Kate, about Windows Live. Maybe that was COSAR. Was talking about that particular project from Education Labs. It was also open source. Is the add-in for Office an open source project? Is that you've gone that path?
We chose not to make the add-in open source because it's not actually a part of Moodle. The Live Services plugin was going into Moodle, which is an open source project, so it made sense to open source that and release it to the community. But Office add-ins aren't generally open sourced, at least not from Microsoft. So we chose not to do it in this case.
No, okay. Right. But you mentioned before that there were a few options that you guys looked at in developing the add-ins and ways you could have gone about doing it. And one of the paths that you chose didn't require any changes to the Moodle itself.
That's correct. So there were a couple options, as you mentioned. The first one would have been to put some sort of web service on the Moodle, which we could have talked directly to. That would have made some things easier, but for people that don't manage their own Moodle or in large institutions where it might be tough to get the IT pro or whoever's managing the Moodle to modify the Moodle in such a way that would give us access to that, we thought it might be a better idea to, in a sense, act like the browser does when the user or the teacher is using their Moodle. So we do what's called screen scraping to scrape what the user would see in a browser and use that to determine what we show in the UI.
Okay.
So that way, the user doesn't need anything else on the Moodle, and all they need to do is install the plugin from educationlabs.com.
So any teacher can install it. You don't have to get your school to install anything.
That's great. And all you're installing is on the client side where you have your Office installation.
That's correct.
Right. So nothing has to happen at all on the Moodle to enable this.
Nope.
So that's great, because there can be like thousands of children, accessing a particular Moodle, and you don't want to have to go and make changes to that may not affect everyone if they're not all using the Office, the Office suite.
Something else that we should probably point out is that this is really for teachers, not necessarily for the students.
Okay, so this is for the teachers editing the worksheets and the tests and stuff.
Teachers are the ones that are mainly adding content to Moodle.
Okay.
So we focus on that.
Do students add content to Moodle as well? Like, how would that work? How does a student, are they more of a read-only kind of experience with Moodle?
For the most part, they will submit assignments from Office applications. We aren't currently addressing that. That's something that we actually would like feedback from the community on whether or not that's a useful feature to add to the add-in.
Okay.
So for now, it's all for teachers.
Okay. And this is a free add-in, too. You mentioned there's no charge.
Correct.
So to download it, it's at educationlabs.com.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Right.
Now let's talk about the white paper you mentioned before. Someone from Education Labs has just written a white paper about running Moodle on SharePoint or integrating the two together. What's happening there?
Right. So it's all about using SharePoint as a file system for Moodle.
Okay.
And we're not releasing any code for this because you don't actually need any code.
Sure.
So say I'm a school and I have Moodle and I have SharePoint. Right now, the teachers like using Moodle. That's what they're used to right now a lot of the time. So you can hook up SharePoint as the file system so that teachers don't have to learn any new user interface or anything like that. But now when a teacher deletes something and they talk to the IT admin and say, I deleted this by mistake, can you get it back? Well, if SharePoint is set up as the file system, we have the recycling bin. So the IT admin can go into the SharePoint UI and restore that file.
Okay.
There's also version control. So, hey, I edited this. Can you get me my old version? If it's just on Moodle, the answer would have been, sorry, it's gone forever. But with SharePoint as the back end, you can actually get the various versions back. And then
the other thing that helps as well is if two people are editing the same document, as I mentioned earlier, the last person to write wins.
Right.
So if two people are collaborating, then they'll lose changes potentially. So with SharePoint in the way, or not in the way, but helping out, then they can go back and find the versions that they may have lost.
Great. Now that's a white paper that's available today.
Yep.
Also Education Labs.
Uh-huh,
and it's and it's really more of a set of how you go about configuring the two. Is that kind
of
it?
Yeah, it's basically a set of instructions for the IT admin to integrate the two. The other thing that it adds is the ability to search.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no great way right now with Moodle to search across content and files across all your Moodles. But when SharePoint's the file system, you can leverage SharePoint search for that.
Cool. Now, Kate, last time we spoke, you guys were working on a flashcard system. Is that right? And that's been released now since we've spoken?
That's on educationlabs.com also.
Cool. And just quickly, the Education Labs, what do you guys do? What's that team do?
So Education Labs is a group in Microsoft that is focused on driving thought leadership in education, testing out new ideas, and connecting with the community.
Right. And Anthony, your role?
Well, we also want to take the projects that we have or the ideas that we think might be relevant and put them in front of users sooner than what might happen over the course of a normal product cycle.
Right.
And then hopefully, if we get the feedback and the data on that, people really like it, then we can feed that into other teams or projects around Microsoft.
Now, how big is the development team? Is it just you?
It was three full-time developers.
Sure.
And Kate.
Right. And have you worked on the previous projects, like the flashcards and the Windows Live integration?
I had a little bit to do with the math worksheet generator.
Mm-hmm.
And some other projects that have yet to release.
Cool. Okay, some secret stuff, which we may see in the future.
Hopefully.
Cool. Exactly. Now, we mentioned before it's available for Office 2003 and 2007. Is that correct?
Right. Correct.
And do you have any plans for 2010 support? Which obviously isn't out yet. But
correct. We are looking at doing that,
And
we hope to have something by the time that Office releases.
Anthony's developing that right now.
Which you're working on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you better get back to it.
Yes.
All right, cool. So for more information and for the downloads, educationlabs.com. One word? Great.
All one word.
Thanks for your time, guys.
All right, thanks.